The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Live Sports Bar on Main Street. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, hour number two. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page, find The Blitz. Send your messages there. If they're any good, Aaron will talk about them on air. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. And if you are heading out to the Astros game, or as AJ Hoffman is the Rockets game, come on by Live Sports Bar on the way. Hang out here. Get your drink on. Get your food on. Then wander down to the game. Hang out with us. Especially if you're just getting off work. And you work downtown. Now's the time to wander down here. So I was going to ask you a little bit about the college basketball games again one more time, but I kind of wonder if it's not best that if you're interested in about the best analysis you're going to find of the Final Four, maybe it'd be best to just go to the podcast from yesterday with you and Brad.
I feel like we broke it down pretty good.
We did basically 22 minutes of really you guys did 22 minutes of in-depth breakdown.
I mean, we broke down the games.
I asked a couple good questions.
Broke down some props. I mean, there's a lot of information there. So if you're looking for a deeper dive, that's probably the place to go.
And we'll get into it a little bit with RJ, too, who will join us today at 6 o'clock, as he always does, unless he's sick again. But I haven't heard from him, so I'm assuming he's good to go. So I don't know what I think of this. Our buddy Cody Stutes. Did you see did you see what he wrote for Sports Map today?
I did. I didn't look at it. I saw the premise.
I'll tell you where I kind of checked out on it was the very first one. Because guess where Cody went to school?
Texas Tech.
He's a Texas Tech guy. Guess who he made Texas Tech?
The Night King.
No, Jon Snow.
Oh, they're the good guys.
Yes, because. And any time you're doing such and such as Game of Thrones character, every guy wants to be Jon Snow. Everybody wants to be Jon Snow. And, you know, it's okay, we're going to make you Jon Snow. He made UH the Mother of Dragons, which I'm like, okay, I could see that.
I mean, they're out now, though.
Yeah, I know, but he's talking about for the future, basically.
Oh, okay.
So... He does say something. Also, have you ever made a Houston fan mad? They'll yell at you so crazily it resembles the speak of the Dothraki horde. And he does says, oh, and they're loyal. Okay, so basically you just called us a bunch of Dothraki, but we're loyal. He has Texas as Jaime Lannister.
Yeah, that's fair.
Aggie is Cersei Lannister.
Okay. Except they don't make out.
No, and it's been a problem. I think they should make out
more.
They
don't sleep with each other.
Be careful with that.
Sorry.
You're hooking the cords there. So, anyway, if you want to check it out, you want to find out what your school is, it's on there. And he worked very hard on it. I did, I think you were gone when they were doing who the host at the station would be his Game of Thrones characters.
Yeah.
And everybody was making these suggestions, and I finally got sick of them because they were dumb. And figured, listen, I'm the biggest Game of Thrones nerd. I will put this together.
Okay.
So before next Sunday's show, I will have who's what on this station. And it will be the definitive list. It will not be disputable. And it'll be very good.
Okay.
And that's a Fred Fowler guarantee.
All right.
talk about Stephen A. Somebody says, I can't stand the guy, but they put him on everything. He was a commentator for UFC. What's next, pro fishing? Well, and that's been – we've talked about that with RJ because RJ's a huge fan. But
they're boys.
Yeah, they're boys. I just think they're overextending him because he is their biggest star. So you are going to put him on everything. And some of it you're just not going to be as good at. Believe me, if you put me on a UFC fight, I'm not going to be as good as I am on a football game. It's just – I mean, I get that. Now, I will study the living crap out of it.
Yeah.
I'd probably be on the phone with AJ for 2 hours beforehand to learn as much as I could.
I mean, it's just a weird thing to – and I'm sure Stephen A. Smith is a fan of the UFC. But it just doesn't – being a fan doesn't make you an expert.
No. And – but I think
– but they only did that once, and yeah. it seems like they realized the error of their ways. So, I don't know. I don't want to hack on them too much for that because maybe they've got it figured out.
Brought my wife to a road show, and she is so annoyed right now because I always listen to you guys. So, can we get a shout-out table right in front of – okay.
Oh.
Why would you be annoyed?
Sorry.
He says, tell the wife to stop being a hater.
For real.
She probably went to Texas Tech. That's probably what it is.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Well, we did talk about how weird chicks look when they wear the orange jerseys. So, and she's wearing the orange jersey, so maybe that's what it is. So maybe she's just bitter. It's all right. Maybe your man will get you a blue jersey tonight. You never know. He'll hook you up. Because if I'm noticing it, he's noticing it, honey.
Oh, man. I love road shows.
Do you?
No, not really. No, that's not true. I like going out to places and meeting new and interesting people who hate our show. I mean, there's nothing better than that. 713-780-ESPN if you wish to text the show. I don't know if you buy this, but Lincoln Riley says there's a competition for the quarterback position.
I saw that. I mean, is that surprising?
No, because you know what? He said the exact same thing last year with Kyler Murray. Oh, we haven't decided who the quarterback's going to be. And then it was Kyler Murray.
Yeah.
It's going to be Jalen Hurts.
Likely.
Yeah. But, I mean, I get what he's kind of trying to do.
Can you imagine how pissed off Jalen Hurts would be?
Oh, man.
I mean, I'd feel bad for him. But
if somebody actually can run the offense better.
It's like I said, you remember when we had Adrian Peterson on, and Adrian Peterson said the real reason he didn't go to Texas was he asked for a chance to compete for the starting job as a freshman. He didn't say, I want you to guarantee me the job. He said, I want to compete for the starting job. And Mac said, no. Cedric Benson's back.
Cedric Benson's been here for many years.
That's
our guy.
He's going to be our starter. That's all there is to it.
That's it.
Dude, you just tell him, yeah, you've got a chance to compete because you want your team to win.
But, yeah, I mean, I would, if I were a betting man, and sometimes I am, I would pretty much unload the account on Jalen Hurts starting at Oklahoma.
Yeah.
But I get what he's trying to do. But if the other kid winds up better, then that's good for Oklahoma. I mean, you're talking about a former SEC Offensive Player of the Year. A guy whose touchdown interception ratio is ridiculous, but he might not be a fit for that offense.
Yeah.
And although I don't know, man, I'm kind of thinking Lincoln Riley's the kind of guy who could make anybody a fit in his offense. But we shall see. I've got another kind of no bleep headline for you. Patriots have not ruled out Tom Brady retiring after 2019.
Had they ruled out Gronk retiring after 2018?
I don't know. But, I mean, is this really a news story? I mean, at his age, isn't it pretty much a possibility every year from here on out that you have to consider that?
I mean, he's not 30. I think at his age, I mean, is he the second oldest player in the league or is he the oldest?
I think he's
the oldest non-kicker. We know that, right?
Yeah, and Vinatieri's older than him.
Okay, so he's the oldest non-kicker in the league. I think that if you are 100% sure he's going to play for the next 5 years, you're a dummy. So you've got to be thinking like that. And I would go into the draft thinking that this might be his last year. The Patriots seem intent on being the team that's like scrambling for a quarterback at the end, because everyone they draft, they end up, well, they give them a little showcase and then they trade them for something.
Yeah. Well, 281 asks, if Tech loses, what happens to Beard? What if they win? I don't know that he's going anywhere this year. And AJ, you can speak to this better than I can. If I'm Tech fan, I'm really hoping that Shaka Smart has a good season next year.
Yeah, I'm with you. And although I think Shaka's earned some cred with the basketball fans there at Texas, and maybe with the program itself. But I do think that Texas is always going to be looming for Chris Beard, because that's where he came from. And I'm not saying Texas is a destination job, but I am saying Austin's it's a good town. It's a town where people want to live. It's a town where people want to recruit or want to be recruited to. It's just I don't want to say it's a better place to be than Lubbock, because everybody's got their own mindset on where they want to be.
There was a guy who wrote how Lubbock was the best city in the Big 12.
Michael Crabtree preferred to be in Lubbock over Austin, and there are people like that. But
I don't really like those people, but yeah.
Chris Beard was in Austin for long enough to know what it is, and I'm sure he's got a place for it in his heart.
Well, yeah, I don't know how much Shaka actually earned from winning the NIT. I mean, I guess for if that is a benchmark for your program has a long way to go.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's nice that you went and won the consolation prize, but I think if he misses a tournament again next year, are you okay with that? Miss the tournament, win the NIT?
No. Someone asked me yesterday, what's better, winning the NIT or losing in the first round of the tournament? Losing in the first round of the tournament, because that means you are one of the best teams in the country. Because that's what you've got to be, one of the 38 or whatever best teams in the country to make it.
All right, and you know what's the only thing I would almost be mad about the NIT, because if they hadn't collapsed at the end of the season, they would have been in the tournament. Everybody had them in until basically the last week.
They melted.
And if they'd gotten in and won a couple games, everything looks different. So, all right, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz.
The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Live Sports Bar on Main Street. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, live here from Live Sports Bar, where if you're going to come get your drink on.
You're looking live, folks.
Indeed. Going to get your drink on before the game. This is a place to do it. They have a really cool upstairs patio bar that's outside that is very cool. And then we're down here. So you can choose between the two. Okay. I want to hit a few things from Twitter, and then I have a pet peeve I have to rant about for a second. J-Rap says Texas win against UNC earlier this year was a bigger win than the NIT championship.
I mean,
probably.
Was it a better win? Yes, but just the fact that they were able to put that team get that team to play well enough to win five games in a row. I think that's the point.
D says, doesn't Brady look like the type to announce his retirement before the season to have a farewell tour? Yeah. I could see that.
I don't know. I mean, he's not a spotlight guy. I mean,
well, he's in it though. I mean,
but he doesn't beg for it, is what I'm saying.
I don't know. I'm not sure I agree with that. I mean, he's on every friggin' NFL broadcast on radio before the game with Jim Gray doing stuff. I think he likes it quite a bit. Santos says my bookie has Cormier at -325 if the fight happens.
Okay.
You get me to -300, I will punch the ticket. I feel like that could happen. If it's 325 right now, there'll be a bunch of Lesnar money. 305. I'll take 305. That's my number.
Yeah.
If I can get that, I'm all over it. And Lamont says, I'll never understand in pro sports or some sports media pay being public. outside of government employees where taxpayers pay employees' salaries, it should be private. I don't care what people make. I never have.
Yeah.
And some people are obsessed by it. Like that guy, that Aaron Wilson, I think, that works for the Chronicle, like everything he has is how much the players make.
Yeah.
He's just totally obsessed with it. It doesn't matter to me. I feel like in any business, if you're good at your job and you move up, you should get paid. And you should get paid fairly what's in your business. And if you're really good, you should get more than somebody who's really average. But why does that matter to anybody?
Yeah. I mean, sports is where it really matters to people, right? That's when people care about it.
Yeah, well, I mean,
I don't think anybody cares how much we make, but like,
you'd be surprised. I get asked that all the time.
I think when people are in like real famous people want to know. I don't know why, because I guess maybe because people like to fantasize about what their life would be if they were famous, what kind of money they would make, and things like that, how they would spend it. I'm not sure.
Yeah, that's not a bad thought. And then Christina, the little person, tweeted us a picture of her daughter making a catch yesterday that knocked her over. Required laying down with four ice packs after that, but she held onto the ball. There you go. That's a gamer. All right, so my pet peeve. I was listening to Joel and Barry yesterday, and they were talking about how there's that line in Field of Dreams where he says, "Dad, do you want to have a catch?"
Yeah.
And Joel was irritated by that because nobody says have a catch, and I agree with him. And I've always said, and I know this is not popular with old people, so I could never go on to one of the AM stations and say this. Bruce Springsteen, overrated. I've always said that.
Yeah, you have always said that.
I've been consistent about that, and I finally have traced it to why I think that. One song. That song, Glory Days?
Yeah.
Where he's talking about how they were high school teammates.
Yep.
He could throw that old speedball by you, make you look like a fool. Who the hell ever uses the term speedball for a fastball? Tell me how many times you've told one of your John
Belushi, I think, used that. Chris Farley used that term.
A little different.
River Phoenix.
A little different.
Used that term.
Yeah, they weren't talking about throwing a ball across the plate. Now, unless this was somehow about their drug days, and that was the reference, okay, then I'm kind of into it. But I just find that annoying as hell. And you know what? This is what we call a flashback to the opening segment where people create words for things that don't need words. That's what he did. That's why I feel he's overrated.
Yeah.
That one word in that one song, who the hell does that? Now, if somebody is willing to send me a study that says the whole thing's about their drug use and that was the reference, okay. I might put some respect on his name. Maybe. Because that would be kind of cool. But that's not what I think the song's about.
So I don't think it's about drugs either.
Yeah. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And Dustin is complaining about what my wife is drinking. But they gave them out for free, Dustin. You just weren't there. See, now you're
don't
mad
be a hater.
Because you got left out. Because somebody gave her a free beer. So, 713. You know what? We probably need to start being nicer to the people who are here because our damn promo team is giving out baseball bats.
Oh.
Yeah, see, and hater wife has a baseball bat. Mm. We should be a little afraid.
Her man's got my back. He's a loyal listener. He would never let her get out of line. No. He keeps her on a tight leash, I can tell. That's a woman who knows her place in the world. She's I bet she makes him sandwiches all the time. I bet you make a sandwich. I see him. You making a couple sandwiches.
Oh man, she does have the bat. Now I'm worried. I just want to make it clear who's making these comments. If you're going to bash somebody over the head. Or just hit Tyler because, you know, he's used to it. Apparently, he's an abused man, so. Oh, 713-780-ESPN if you want to text the show. And just have a lot of fun on a Friday out here at Live Sports Bar. Come on out. Lots of good beer, lots of good food. And, you know, get your drink on so that when you get to the Astros game, you're already drunk. That should be your goal. That's how it should work, right?
Yeah.
Because you don't want to get there and be sober, and then the A's actually beat them, and then you're going to be like, oh, this sucks. Oh, you'd be like, oh, well, it's, you know, one of 162. We got a long way to go. Man. There's one tournament thing that's kind of cool. I was reading about your Virginia Cavaliers, who I paid a lot of attention to really once the tournament started because I know you were high on them.
Yeah.
But it's kind of cool because I was like a lot of people. I was skeptical because obviously they lost to a 16 last year. But it seems like that might have been a really good motivation for them for this tournament because just reading up on it, every one of those guys talks about that. It's like that was the lowest point of my college career. I didn't want to feel like that again. And I do think it's possible. More often than not, when you have kind of a devastating loss, we saw it with the Falcons in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
It takes a long time to recover. But then there are times when you say, you know what, we're going to use this as motivation and bounce back. And I kind of think that's what they're doing because they're –
That's what I said all along. I think that they are – you know, they were so embarrassed by what happened to them last year. And rightfully so. It was embarrassing. So they decided that they were going to make a statement, and they were. That's a team that's loaded up with upperclassmen, so they're in the position to do so. I mean, what sucks is teams like Duke, who are going to be upset that they lost, all that hype, they didn't win a championship, they're not going to have a chance for redemption. That's gone. So Virginia, the way they're built, they were allowed to, or they had an opportunity to come back and get it back.
Yeah, Zion's not getting another chance. And, you know, and that's something that, okay, fine, you were disappointed, now go make a bunch of millions. Yeah, I think they're a very cool team to root for. And I know everybody's rooting for Tech, which that'd be cool too. But I kind of think I'm on Virginia here for this, not just because I took your advice and made some bets involving them. But they just seem like a cool group of kids who – had a really bad loss last year, the kind of thing that everybody's going to talk about, and they bounce back from it.
Yep.
I respect that. And if you want to bet on them like I did, you know where you can go. My bookie. Only 3 college basketball games left. That's it. And you know what? Your bracket's dead. You can still make some money. Just go and make these final games interesting. Just go to My Bookie, the online destination for sports betting, for college hoops, pro hoops, baseball, hockey. I'm going to have a bunch of hockey plays for you in the playoffs next week. You want to get in. Soccer. Jerry Bowe's been killing it on soccer. You want to bet golf? I bet you John Granato's killing it on golf. MyBookie has it all, and you can win big. Get started today by going to MyBookie.ag. Just use promo code RADIO. They'll match your first deposit with a 50% bonus. And it's so easy to use. And even they have really one of the best mobile apps I've seen. And they give you so many choices. We talked yesterday about all the prop bets. You can go get in on that. MyBookie.ag makes it easy, safe, and best of all, you get paid when you win. I've cashed out a few times now over the last few weeks, and it's easy and fast, available 24/7. Join now. MyBookie will match your first deposit with a 50% bonus. Just use promo code RADIO. MyBookie.ag. You play, you win, you get paid. I'm out of control.
This is Ed Too Tall Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
An ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Live Sports Bar on Main Street. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Bauer and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz from Live Sports Bar as we get ready for the Astros home opener, which is in just under 2 hours. So you still got plenty of time to come in here, have a few shots, drink some beer, maybe win a bat. Well, I don't think they're going to let you take that bat into the game.
No.
No. Unless it fits in your purse. Even then, I'm not liking your chances.
That bat is for the walk back tonight, just in case there's hobos.
Oh yeah,
like that's a protection plan.
I think it's safe to call them homeless as opposed to hobos. Hobos kind of has a charm to it. Most of the ones down here
not charming.
They scream a lot.
They spit.
Yeah, they will not take. No, I don't have a quarter for an answer. Even though I really don't have a quarter. I specifically do not carry cash when I'm down here. You'll need the bat for that. But that's okay. It's life in the big city. Mott says, you guys need to start coming into the deep southwest more often. You're always in South Dallas and the Woodlands.
The problem is our signal sucks there, let's be honest.
So it's not really doing anybody any good for us to be out there.
Yeah.
And plus, we... we don't really have any control over where we go. They just kind of tell us, hey, you're going here. If it were up to me, I'd be down here every week.
Yeah.
I would. That for me, it's perfect. AJ would love for us to be at the racetrack every week. Although not so much now because you got to go to the office.
It's a little different now.
Yeah.
I did do my where were we at? At Twin Peaks. I worked from home that day. Oh, I know. I ended up having to go into the office for something stupid.
Yeah.
But I almost worked from home that day. Sounds that close, yeah. One of these days.
It's going to happen. It took me about a year before I could work from home as much as I do.
Yeah.
And now it's a little different because it's a website, so you can do that from almost anywhere. Hell,
yeah.
I've worked on it from Saskatchewan.
I've about got it figured out where... I think starting next week, a couple days a week, I'm going to go get a good workout in for my lunch break.
Yeah, that's smart. You got to – it's the one thing you have to balance a little bit because when you get away from your workout routine when you first start something like this, then you start realizing that, man, mentally I need to go to the gym. And that's why I have that time blocked off. Unfortunately, there's times where work comes up and you have to deal with it and you don't get to go. But it really makes a difference because I come out of it feeling refreshed, and now it's like, okay, let's dive into the show now.
Right.
As opposed to, oh, crap, I got another email about SportsMap. I got another issue that just popped up that I got to fix. So-and-so just decided to write something without telling me. That's part of it, but it's like you try to be really rigid in your routine, and if you can do that, you can actually get to the gym, and it's better for everybody. 713-780-ESPN. One more plug, though, for SportsMap I didn't mention earlier. We do have an MVP roundtable on Harden versus the Greek Freak, which I pretty much – it's amazing how, for one thing, how much people care about this, but also how, okay, the race is over. After last night, I saw about 5 stars. Okay, the race is over. It's a Greek Freak.
Yeah.
He scores 41 points. And they locked up the best record. It's done.
Listen, there's been about 5 games that James Harden's had this year where you could just say...
Where people did that. So, it's a crime if you don't give it to him.
The reality is, and I said this weeks ago, I'll say it again. If either one of these guys wins, they're deserving.
Yeah.
I do think that... I think if I had a vote, it would be Giannis.
And if I had a vote, it would probably be Harden, but
I'm not going to be mad if the other one wins. I think it's reasonable. Whoever wins, I think it's fair. I do think that the voting media is going to look at it as, all right, I can either give James his second MVP in 2 years, or I can go with the best player on the best team, and I think that's what they'll choose to do.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have a feel for MVP voters in the NBA the way I do Hall of Fame voters in the NFL. So I don't know what those guys think. The other thing on SportsMap today is Josh, who is assistant editor of SportsMap, I might add, did his mock draft 3.0. Would you like to hear who he has the Houston Texans taking?
I would love to hear that.
Kansas State offensive tackle Dalton Risner.
Okay. I mean, it's an offensive tackle.
Yeah.
It's not a bad thing.
He originally had him taking Greedy Williams and then Greg Little the second time. This time he has him taking a right tackle because he says with them signing Matt Khalil, take the better player at the other position. and don't reach for a left tackle.
I mean, we've talked about this before. Where the Texans are drafting, can you conceivably get a left tackle?
Yeah. Are you going to get
Franchise left tackle? I mean, you can get a guy who played left tackle in college.
Yeah.
Does that mean he's an NFL left tackle? The amount of guys that are like legit NFL left tackle prospects, there's usually one or two per draft, if that. And they get gobbled up early for that reason, because that's a hard position to fill.
And it's also one where people miss a lot.
Yep.
You've seen guys taken first and second overall that don't pan out as left tackles. And I think the reality is you got to hope a guy like Khalil works out. You could take another project tackle like Davenport, hope he works out better. But if there is a clear right tackle in the draft who can start for you for the next 8 years over a left tackle you're not sure about, I'm fine with that.
I'm with you.
At least fix half the damn thing. And we've had Lance on talk about it before. This is not a one-year fix with the offensive line. 713-780-ESPN. Someone asked, do you accept drinks while on location? Well, somebody just brought me a Love Street, so yeah absolutely.
But I'm not accepting anymore to drive my bratty-ass kid to the game.
Or you can walk your bratty-ass kid to the game.
That's true. But, I mean, then I'm going to have to drive home eventually.
Oh, well, just don't drink at the game.
Yeah.
Besides, the drinks are going to be $47. It's a Toyota Center, man.
That's true.
Yeah. So
that's
drink
true.
Now.
I'm going to shove a flask in my my pants. They don't check that anymore, do they?
If you're asking if they're going to check your pants, I'm pretty sure you're okay. Just depending on where you put it, you got to put it in the prison pocket probably.
No, okay. Well, done.
Okay.
Done. I hope it's misshaped.
Well, at least you can enjoy it while you're doing it.
Yeah, it looks like a fist.
Okay. And you guys just took it in a totally different direction. 713-780-ESPN. Well, I kind of led you into that. I probably am to blame for that, but you know what? I don't care too much.
You shouldn't have called it a prison pocket.
Why do you have Christina coming to your defense? You defend yourself pretty well most of the time.
I don't know. That's why I told her I was. I don't have thin skin, so.
Because she's a wee lass. So
maybe she's projecting onto me. I don't know.
Because somebody texted in, they didn't realize how big you were. They thought you were a wee person.
Interesting. Mm.
So, I don't know. I just think of you as normal size.
Yeah, because we're all like the same size, so we're
You were just normal size dudes.
Yeah, we're normal size.
Yeah, 6'3".
Everybody else is smaller.
Yeah, 6'3" is normal size. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see the...
I think you're like 5'11 now, though, Fred.
I'm not 5'11.
You've shrunk over the years.
I may have shrunk, but I'm not 5'11.
You're for sure... Yeah, I think 5'11 is probably accurate.
No, I think you're...
Because when I see pictures of us together, we used to be the same size. But
I always kind of lean forward and slump a little bit.
Okay.
When I stand straight up, I'm still 6'3".
Are you sure?
Positive.
When's the last time you measured?
Doctor's appointment a couple months ago.
And what'd he say, 5'11"?
Did not say 5'11". 6'2 and 3 quarters.
Okay, all right. Now we're telling the truth.
But I didn't have shoes on, so...
Okay. What is this, the combine at your doctor's office?
Pretty much. Nope. Okay. No shots. I don't know who bought the shots.
Guys.
All right. Well.
Guys.
Just this one. That's it.
Yeah, but during the break, we got to be professionals here.
Yeah, I know.
On that note, let's go to break.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, where's the music? Okay, there it is. All right. We're going to take a quick break. God knows what's going to happen when we come back. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
I don't know how I could explain that in a cooler and more doper fashion.
We'll be right back.
season ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Live Sports Bar on Main Street. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Bauer and A.J. Hoffman.
We're back on The Blitz. Now we're back. Okay, that couldn't have already affected you, Tyler. Just saying. What was that? Did we find out what that was?
I think it was Tuaca. I don't know for sure. It looked like whiskey.
Yeah, I thought it was whiskey.
Oh, it's Captain.
He says Captain.
Oh, okay.
Below average, but hey, if it gets you there, it gets you
there. I thought it was whiskey. I was that's all I shoot anymore is whiskey.
You're gonna open up the floodgate saying that.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't.
No more.
Else.
No
that's
more
it.
Today.
I'll leave it on the table. Ask Fred and Tyler. Oh, yeah, I do it all the time. I will. If you buy me any more shots, I'll just leave them on the table.
I'll probably end up taking
them. Tyler will take them.
He's
going to the game.
Yeah. And I'm going to drink after this.
But yeah, I thought all you shoot is whiskey and tequila. Everything else seems like it's got to be mixed with something.
Yeah, that's. But see, you know what? I hate to break it to you. You're kind of getting to be an old, just like me.
I guess
that's what old people shoot: whiskey. And tequila. Like I used to be all about the Patron. Man, somebody put a Patron shot in front of me. Boom. Not anymore. For some reason, I guess, just old. Guys, if you haven't had a chance to buy the greatest gambling novel ever written, even better than Rounders, even better than anything Dick Francis ever did, just go to JesusTheNovel.com and pick up your copy. Available in print, available on iBooks, available Nook, Kindle, all those things that I'm not familiar with. Although I admit I've gotten pretty big on iBooks. I've been doing that a lot lately because I can read them on my phone. And the audiobook is fantastic. So if you haven't had a chance to pick it up yet, JesusTheNovel.com. And if you come out to a roadshow with it, I'll be happy to sign it. So usually I have a few with me, but I don't today. All right. Let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the gem of the day, the Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
Okay, so if you're a guy and you have an identical twin, it's kind of hard for me to picture because I'd feel sorry for the guy.
Yeah.
If he's an identical twin. But let's say, I think women sometimes have the same fantasies that men do, is that a man would like to hook up with identical twins. I mean, I don't speak for every man. I do speak for myself. I think that would be awesome. Apparently, there are some women who have the same fantasy about guys.
Okay.
Except one problem. She was dating one. She hooked up with the other one. And she doesn't know which twin is the dad of her child.
Oh, what a hoe.
Oh, what about them?
What about them? They're brothers sharing what brothers share.
Well, guess what else they're sharing, thanks to a judge's ruling? Child support.
Oh, no.
They couldn't figure out.
There's no way. That's got to be a fake story. Because if I banged my brother's wife and got her, and I didn't get her pregnant, but they were like, oh, you guys are brothers, it's hard to tell, I'd be like, well, you better find out a way to tell, because there's no way you can stick somebody with child support on that.
Haven't you had a vasectomy?
It wouldn't. Yeah, I have. Okay. Yeah, that's true.
So
I'm what you call free rolling, so I don't have to worry about this, but if I'm just saying hypothetically, and I also wouldn't bang my brother's wife.
It's not his wife. She was his girlfriend.
Oh, big deal. I mean, they're not even, like, locked in.
Well, all I know is that
she just yelled something. I think she yelled she slept with his brother when they were dating.
Oh, okay.
It's no big deal. Yeah, it's no big deal. I agree.
I kind of wish, though, that I lived in Brazil. Because, basically, you know how much each guy is having to pay a month? $60.
Oh, what? $60 in child support a month?
You know what? I hate to say this. I'm just gonna throw this out there. But if I could get by for $60 a month, I could probably go impregnate 10 Brazilian women.
For real. I mean, that's two lap dances. That's Okay.
Apparently, that's
you got me.
That is 30% of the Brazilian minimum wage is $60 a month.
Man.
So yeah, I'm just gonna say there were a few more zeros behind mine that I've had to pay.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, like three more zeros. Yeah.
And you're not like a deadbeat dad either.
No.
Like, you're not one of these guys who just like hit it and, you know, I just send you a check.
Right. No, these were actual.
They're your children.
They're kids that I actually was, you know, participated in creating.
Yeah, and raising.
Yeah.
To an extent.
Well, yeah, now they're raised.
Right.
So I did stay.
Soon as your daughter got boobs, you were out of the parenting picture.
I'm not going to lie. That was a really awkward day.
Right.
The first day.
I mean, it's one thing when it's like training bra boobs, but when it's like.
Yeah.
Well, whoa. When she came, you hug her and it feels weird.
And you're like, oh, no, no, this is not good. This is going to be a bad, bad. The opposite of Trump. This is a bad thing, not a good thing. But no, I stay very involved with them and still do. But anyway, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
I'm just wondering, I'm kind of feeling like I wouldn't mind knocking up a hot Brazilian chick for $60 a month for 18 years. Just, I mean, maybe. But that's because the wife is outside and not listening anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. If you want to text the show, and we are out here at Live Sports Bar on Main Street, getting ready for the opener. Good crowd here tonight, good crowd upstairs, and nice air conditioning in here. So if you're stuck somewhere else where they don't have air conditioning, you might want to come by for a little bit. And you still got over an hour before the game starts, so plenty of time to come and take shots of Captain Morgan with people and get your game on. 713-780-ESPN. I had another one that I found kind of interesting, but it's one of those stories that once you tell what happens, there's not much more to say about it. So a guy in Plattsburgh, New York was...
He looks like a winner.
Oh, he is. 37-year-old Corey Favreau called the police Sunday morning to investigate what he described as the sounds of an intruder in the attic of his home.
Okay.
When the police arrived, they did not find anyone in the attic. They did find a meth lab. So
was it his meth lab?
It was his meth lab.
Bro.
He called the cops.
You self-snitched?
Yeah. He calls the cops because he thinks there's somebody upstairs, and they get there and find his meth lab.
That's what drugs do to you, though. Drugs will turn you into a self-snitch. Like, I always thought, man, what's wrong with these people who call the cops and they're like, somebody stole some of my drugs. And then the cops come and they're like, oh, sir, what are you doing with this cocaine anyway that got stolen? But then I think to like when I overdosed on edibles and I was like, oh my God.
You almost called the police.
I need to call the police because I'm going to die. And then, luckily I had the self-control not to self-snitch, but that was just edibles. Imagine if it was like heroin.
Or meth.
Yeah. I would have definitely called the police and said, hey, I've had way too much heroin. Come get me.
I've had enough weed a couple times where I almost called 911 to take me to the hospital. But the problem was I was so zombied, I couldn't reach my phone. So
I
probably would have called 911 if I could have functionally picked up the phone and dialed it.
I mean, I told you when I was in Vegas when, like, I probably went 72 hours without any sleep. And I was living on Red Bull and vodka. And I remember just laying in bed, and it was 3 in the morning. And I called my mom, and I told my mom, I'm going to die tonight. Like, I just want you to know, I'm going to die tonight. I'm gonna call the ambulance right now, and I'm going to go to the hospital, but there's no way to save me at this point. I'm dead. So,
and then 2 hours later, you were back drinking vodka Red Bulls and playing blackjack.
Yeah, I hair of the dog, right?
Exactly.
That's how you do it.
Exactly. If you don't die from it,
yeah,
then you got to go back to it, right?
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. In the words of the great American poet Kelly Clarkson, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
I prefer the great American poet, well, English poet, Heath Ledger. What doesn't kill you makes you stranger.
Oh, okay, that works too.
Yeah, I'm kind of down with that. All right, guys, I got to tell you about Big City Wings. And if you have not been to Big City Wings, shame on you. It is my favorite wing place. They are big on wings, big on specials, big on sports. Family-friendly restaurant. And if you want to go and watch tournament games, you want to go and watch baseball, you want to go and watch whatever, they've got TVs everywhere. They're going to get you covered. I bet if you go tomorrow and say, hey, I want to watch those races that Fred talked me into betting on, they'll put them on the TV for you. That's what they do. And not just wings there, man. Their burgers are fantastic. Everything's made from scratch. The food is terrific. The atmosphere is great. The food is so good that if I can't make it out there, I Uber Eats to these guys all the time. And I'll show you my bill if you don't believe me because I love it. And they have daily specials every single day. How about this? Even on Friday, guess what they have today? Half-price appetizers and margarita madness. How about tomorrow if you're going to go and do that? $4 shots on Shot Time Saturday. Do better than Captain Morgan, but you can get $4 shots. And Sunday's 25 boneless wings for $14.99 and Bloody Marys. And that's the cool thing. Specials every day. Find the location nearest you at BigCityWings.com. 7 locations around the city. An 8th one coming on Rayford Road soon, and we'll be out there when it opens. You can follow them on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. It's all Big City Wings. Go to BigCityWings.com. You will love it. BigCityWings.com. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a
little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. Let's go. You're listening to ESPN 97.5, Houston's only FM sports station. One home for all professional sporting activities.
That's pretty cool.
Yep.
Presented by Rice University, Jones Graduate School of Business MBA program. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gao Media station.